Yeah, welcome everyone to this week's episode of the Talk Hawk podcast. As usual, you have here with you again your hosts, TK and Donkey. Or he might change his name soon to Donkfish. I don't know.
Fishki.
Fishki.
Is that because I smell like a fish?
I mean, your name is already like the Uroko name, right? That's already like, it means what? Fish?
Fish skill.
Fish
skills. Skill. Yeah, skill.
So where did that name come from?
From a song.
A song?
Yeah, from a song.
What
I
song
like the song a lot.
Japanese song?
Yeah, Japanese song. It's literally called Uroko.
What is it about? It's a weird, weird, I don't know, title.
I can't remember the lyrics, but I just remember the music. So it's heavy. It's a heavy track.
I mean heavy metal.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, I listen to metal, what are you expecting from me?
Is that all you listen to exclusively?
No, I listen to a lot of shit. But it's just that the ratio of heavy stuff to normal shit varies. Well, I listen to trance music, classical music, and all that bullshit as well. I don't just listen to metal. Like, listening to metal 24/7, I've passed that phase. I've a little bit get bored of it because once you start listening to metal like 24/7, everything just sounds the same to you after a while. Not exactly the sound per se, but it's more like the general feeling of a song. And you, I mean, I don't know, maybe for some other people it's different, but for me, because I have like a lot of ups and downs and everything, so metal doesn't really suit the criteria of the mood. Yeah.
I mean, so. Yeah, that I think that's what matters to me. Like, I can listen to any genre of song or music, but it depends on the mood usually. Like, whatever the mood requires. You know, whatever you're in the mood for. Like, you know, for food, sometimes you're in the mood for...
Hold on, hold on.
Shibota!
Huh? Sorry. Yes.
Yeah, I was saying sometimes you're in the mood for something spicy, sometimes in the mood for dessert or sweet things, you know. So I think it's the same for music, right?
Yeah, it is, especially when you rely your creativity on a little bit on music. Yeah, if you're in the creative side, I would think most of the creative people out there have similar tastes as well. Like, they don't just, I mean, they identify as a metalhead, but they don't just listen to metal. I think it applies to all, most of the musicians as well, because most of them are, you know, they are a musician before they are metalhead kind of thing. So you have to listen to like other stuff in order to progress in your songwriting as well. Because there's only that much that you can do with a single sound, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Though sometimes, like, I don't know, maybe some people exclusively listen to just one type of genre.
Yeah, they do, but it's fine. Like, some people can do that, but I would dare say, like, majority of the metalhead, they have their own guilty pleasures as well. Like, so far, I've met so many people in the metal scene, like, they do listen to jazz and blues and all that kind of stuff as well. So it's not exclusively just metal. Like, maybe for people who don't really listen to music a lot, then they're able to listen to, like, metal, like, consecutively, because it's not always, they don't listen to music as much as we do, kind of thing. Like, for me, I listen to, like, music whenever I'm out. Like, the moment I step out of my house, I'm listening to music. So it's quite, I listen to it like quite a lot. So it's not just, I mean, You know, imagine if you're really tired or you're having a migraine and then you're just like, yeah, I'm not saying that it gives me a headache like a normal person does, but it's like when you really have that migraine, all that doesn't really help to remove that pain
Wait,
away from you.
so, but you know what gives you a headache, right? It's the fucking motion sickness or being on the water, which creates motion sickness, right? That's what
Yeah.
gives you headaches and like feeling of sickness.
Yep.
But it's like, you know that some people listen to relaxing music or a relaxing ASMR, and a lot of those sound effects are like the sound effects of rain or the waves and shit. So, what if, like, you had motion sickness and you're going through a migraine or whatever, and you put on some relaxing music to relax, and you see it's that fucking wavy sound and shit? Like, will that actually help you or make it worse?
No, the actually motion sickness doesn't just come from the sound itself. Like the main thing is your vision's alignment with your mind. So when that's when motion sickness comes in. So the sound doesn't really do that much of a damage if I'm sitting still at some place. But when you're in that kind of state, you don't really listen to music anymore because you can't like deter your focus to focus on the music to relax yourself. It's like when you're really getting into it, like you want to fuck someone, and then you just suddenly like play death metal. You can't get into it, you know. You're like, fuck the metal, man. Yeah, you just like, oh fuck, I just want to fuck you, man. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, it's the same logic.
Wait, now that you mention it, what is your fuck music? Or what's the type of music you like to listen to when making love?
Only trance music or some jazz.
Jazz. Like some black dude is doing the scat, like,
No, that's
and you're like,
scat.
oh yeah, baby, oh yeah. That's what I'm talking
No, that's a different genre, man. Fuck, you don't listen to scat when you're doing that shit. Fuck.
No, but they do that in jazz, don't they?
Not that much, but it's not that kind of jazz. It's a different genre of jazz. That's like scat music, so it's not that kind. I'm talking about like just instrumental jazz fusion kind of stuff.
Imagine doing scat play while listening to scat music.
Imagine holding a face like, oh yeah.
No, that's not the scat play I'm talking about. You know what scat play means, right?
Yeah, I know. What the fuck, man? Yeah, so now everybody knows what kind of stuff TK likes. What kind of stuff my dear friend here
What
likes.
the fuck? No, but I'm just saying, like,
Is that why you don't shower?
how
Because
does that have anything to do with that?
because you don't wash your ass after you shit. You like
What?
the
What the fuck?
smell,
Wait,
baby.
how does fucking washing my ass and showering go hand to hand? I don't get it.
Doesn't smell like shit. TK, next year when we are traveling again, please give us a heads up before you do your shit, yeah?
What
So
do you mean?
that me and Jordan can leave the house and not smell that shit all over the place.
Did you smell it this time? Did you smell it in the hotel?
Yeah, I
Like.
did. No, like no, don't play it before you play with your girlfriend. Like, please give us a heads up so that me and Jordan won't be eating or something. Like, I know we troll on Jordan a lot, but you know, I don't think that she wants to go through this as well. This is just too inhumane.
What the fuck?
Yep, it's too inhumane.
Yeah, I'll be sure to do scat play in the bedroom. flinging shit everywhere.
I'll take note of that, and I'll make sure that we all have separate rooms when it's sleeping. I do not wanna be in the same room as you and a girlfriend playing.
Imagine, but yeah, imagine someone who's into like the whole scat fetish, right? And they're doing, and they also the type of music they like to listen to while doing that is also scat. That just seems hilarious to me. Like, some dude is going on the fucking trumpet, and he's hitting in the same rhythm. Like, oh yeah, baby, hitting in the right spot.
The general question is, what are you into? Scat.
Oh,
Literally, both musically,
got everything.
everything, the literal word of scat. Like
Oh
people who are around me who's listening to this shit, they're gonna be like, what the fuck is this
my
guy talking about, man? Fucking
God.
hell.
Oh, we gotta
This
be
is
careful of that clown guy. He's
I
into
that
weird shit.
I think a few years ago I saw this. I don't know what was it. I think it was like a fetish documentary or something. And then I can't remember where I watched it. Don't ask me where. I know you're gonna ask me where the fuck I watched it, but I don't know where. I can't remember. So, they were just doing this like interview with this guy who's into scat. I was curious. I was like, what the fuck is even going on? I was like, this can't be true, right? Like, so with a
Fuck, I have
spoon.
to. No, I have to fucking cut this shit out of the fucking podcast. I don't. No, I don't want that on the fucking YouTube, man. Oh my God, what the fuck? No. He didn't have to fucking describe it like that, okay? He just could have said.
Oishi desu. So if by the time this video comes out and you guys know, like if you guys hear this cut, it was something that is so disgusting that
Yeah, it was so
it
disgusting I had to cut it out. But anyway, I guess
can
we're gonna move on from that.
posted. We are?
Yeah, I don't. But I mean, it's not that it's not that impossible, because even in JAV they have whole genre of that, right?
Yeah, but
So
being shitted on and to literally consume it, two different things, you know? It's literally.
I mean, when you're getting shitted on, I don't know. I mean, when you enjoy getting shitted on, I don't know how much farther it is from there to actually consuming that, you know? I mean, once you're there already, you're at like the doorstep, okay? Like at the doorstep of hell. It's not impossible for you to feel like walking in, you know? So for people that enjoy that, I don't think it's that much, is that odd to them.
I can't. I can't. The whole memory is coming back to me, and it's fucked up. Like, yeah, let's just move on from this shit. I don't want to talk about shit.
Fuck my life. Just
Why?
more work
Why
for
do
me while editing. Fucking hell. But anyway. Anyway, now that we've moved on from the topic that you guys don't know what was, but speaking of weird things, the other day on YouTube I saw this. I saw the you know the movie recap channels?
Yeah,
You
I'm
know
watching
that,
that.
right?
I
Yeah,
watch that like every day.
you watch that all the time, you fucking
Okay.
weirdo. But the other day I saw this weird ass title. They get you with the title, right? Because the title has the weirdest shit in it. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? So this video had this title, and it said like a future Japan where what? 99% of the male population has been wiped out and the gender roles have been reversed. I'm like, wait, what? And I clicked into the video and they had this movie recap. So the movie is about, like, apparently there was a virus that wiped out the entire male chromosome. So, like, 99% of all males in the world just got wiped out because of the virus. Only 1% survived, right? And so now the female population is like the majority and the females rule over everything. And literally the gender roles got reversed completely. Like whatever the males used to do, now it's all done by the females. Like, so now the females are warriors. They're the fighters. They're the police. They are the, what? Income, they are in charge of the income of the household. So everything that used to be for the male or the male role, it all flipped to the female, right? And now the males instead are living as how the females used to live. The males just have to look pretty. They have to fucking dress up, do makeup. They have to look pretty for the girls. And eventually they get married off from the family into the girl's family. And so they need to, look presentable and shit and do makeup and be like this gentleman, you know, how the proper ladies culture used to be, a proper lady to do all this shit. That's how the males have to live now. They have to be a proper man and not do fighting or be aggressive or anything like that. And that shit was so weird. And the fucking male protagonist, like the main character of the movie, he wants to be like this warrior. He wants to be a fighter and warrior. But his family and society is looking down on him because as a man, as a proper man, you shouldn't be a fighter. You shouldn't be aggressive. And you shouldn't do all this shit. You need to look pretty. You need to be proper and you need to get married off. That's what he learns. And eventually he gets sold off as a geisha. You know, this Japanese geisha. In the past, like for the emperor, they had all these concubines. They had like 100 concubines for just one king. So now it's reversed. So the queen has 100 concubines, and the concubines are all male. So he got sold off into being that, a concubine for the queen. So, yeah, that got me thinking, like, what if the fucking gender roles were actually reversed? What if everything we see as male or connected to the male role or male gender or whatever, it was never that. It was just associated with the female role instead. And man was supposed to look pretty and do makeup and all the shit. Like it was a weird movie, but it's like that idea about it is something that got me thinking. Like it's so weird to think about that, right?
I actually don't think that there'll be much of a difference. Because I think the only reason why I think majority of the population will find it weird or something is because they're not accustomed to what they're conditioned to. So I think eventually, like a few years, like look at COVID. Like when it just started, everyone was mandatorily needed to wear a mask, and everyone was fuming over it, like complaining, like I can breathe, that kind of thing. I'm not really shitting on people who was voicing out their opinions on not wearing a mask because that's a problem. But I'm just saying the fact on like how when it started, people started complaining a lot. If like whatever reasons I can give and everything, with no like logical backing, saying that you know what, blah blah blah, they don't like have an opinion, they're just complaining. So I think if that that scenario to happen in modern age now, I think it would just be the same scenario. People would be complaining and everything, but eventually people will settle down because of everyone's, our people's, the human race's natural, actually all living beings' natural response to like survival is to adapt. So yeah, I mean, for me, if you ask me personally, I don't think there'll be much difference that impacts me, because I'm really like, I don't really like have a role, a gender role that I apply to myself. I just do what is needed, so that doesn't really like affect me at all. I think, yeah, I think generally, you know, things will fall in place, but it'll just be the same as now, just that it's just opposite, you know.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that, like, let's say it was never changed, right? Let's say it was that from the beginning. Like, it was, let's say the world was not a male-dominated society, and males did not, like, control empires and all this shit. It was the females who did it instead, right? So it wouldn't be anything different, really, because we would be used to that, just like we are used to whatever it is now. So it's really nothing much would have changed if that was how history would have
Yeah,
happened, right? It
it's
would
just
be around the same right now. But those periods in history that were like male-dominated society, especially in like feudal Japan, or like any, if you go back like 100, 200 years in the history of any culture, it was like very male-dominated society. Males were in charge of the royalty, empire, or government, whatever you have. And females were there just to, you know, look pretty and do all this shit and, you know, to satisfy the needs of the males in a way. They weren't taken seriously, they didn't have the right to vote and all this shit. But eventually now this society is changing, and it's gonna change further and further along we go into the future. And eventually probably go to a point where the gender roles won't really matter that much, you know? But
It's really like midway there.
yeah, it's getting there, but I think it's still a far, it's still a long way to go, still a few hundred years, I would say. But yeah, it wouldn't really be much different, would it?
Not really. It's interesting to think about it, but yeah, I doubt there'll be any significant difference at all. Like, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't really find it a difference, because there's really, despite, I mean, okay, definitely like male and females have different things that we are capable of doing. Like, females are naturally of giving birth, and males can't, et cetera, you know. But all in all, I think this is more on a topic about conditioning instead of gender capabilities. More like what we have been conditioned about to think, and what we're used to. And you know, this conditioning brings up, you know, changes a lot of things, because people always need a guide to do things naturally. Like, certain things, like maybe fashion models, or you know, that kind of thing. Naturally, when you say models, people would think female first and then male, that kind of thing. But if it was change, then in this, the thing, the thing is just swap, you know. Like, oh, you talk about models, males first, you know, kind of thing. So there isn't really going to be much of a difference. Maybe it's just the way how things were handled. I think that's the only thing that would be different. But all in all, in terms of living conditions and everything, I doubt there would be a huge difference at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, I think males would be the ones, the oppressed ones for the longest time. Like,
But it's kind of ironic, because speaking about that, like, I've been seeing like some news and all, like about gender equality and everything. Like, you know, those kind of shit pops out in your feed every now and then, and I'll just click it in. So it's like it's as much as society is like male dominant, but talking about male oppression, because of this very same dominance that oppresses the males, It's quite stupid because, yeah. So if that's the case, right, then I think if the roles are reversed, if the roles are reversed, then it'll probably be the same thing as well. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, because of the male dominance in the society, males are expected to act in a certain way or provide in a certain way or to behave in a certain way. So that actually, to be honest, that doesn't, you know, that's not really a gender thing as well. That is more like a society standards kind of thing. So, but what I talk about oppression is more on the mental health aspect of things. Males are expected to suck it up and be a man kind of thing. And yeah, that helps certain people, but you can't deny that it ruined a lot of people as well. So in terms of this, it's quite stupid that it's male dominant and but yet yeah, males are more oppressed than topics like that.
For sure. I think it's just society, right? It's just the roles that society over the course of generations and generations of like conditioning have we've come to the point of expecting certain things from
Yeah.
men and expecting certain things from women. So when someone
Exactly.
is different and someone doesn't want to abide by those, or someone doesn't feel like he's meant to do those things as well, society and family will pressure them into those things, right? So yeah.
So that's why it's like it's really hard for someone like me to like I think you asked me before like why I don't want to date or something. I can't remember. But I think it was just a casual conversation that we had or something. Yeah. Or maybe it was not you. But this question has been brought up to me quite a lot of times. Like at my age, like my friends are all getting married and everything, but why am I still like that? So based on society's point of view, this is, you know, I'm considered to be like a failure or a player kind of thing, but it's not. But it's just that I don't really view this kind of society standards in my personal beliefs. I just feel that certainly I do take in like certain aspects of the society standards, but I'm more of the do what is necessary kind of person. And it's hard for me to date over here is because majority of the people here holds that kind of society expectations when it comes to relationship.
Yeah.
Like they expect the guy to be doing all that, to take care of them, everything. I'm not saying all of them, but those that are not like that are not my. I'm not their cup. I'm not their cup of tea, or they're not my cup of tea. You know, kind of thing. It's a little bit tricky there. But in general, it's more like my point of views on life and everything. I don't really view things in a gender role kind of thing or anything like that. It's more like, you know, do what's necessary. Like, you know, if you need me to laundry, I'll do it. You know, it's fine. It's not like, oh no, it's not masculine to do laundry. Now my underwear is gonna stink. You have to wash it, kind of thing. No.
Yeah, no, but I'm not talking about the laundry thing, right?
Yeah, I mean,
For
just an example. Like, you know,
yeah.
because people expect girls to do the laundry and shit like that, but I don't have that kind of shit, when it comes to this.
Yeah, but now you've come to a point like you're not beholden to anyone, right? You are your own person. And for you, like the society, whatever things doesn't matter to you anymore. And even the family aspect of it doesn't matter to you anymore, right? Because for everyone, for like 99% of the people in the world, the family is where they get all these things in their head, right? They get conditioned from their family and from their school or like community and society around them. So that's how they grow up. So it's really hard for someone like that to tear away from all that and separate themselves until they get to a point of understanding and they get to a point of like being their own independent person. After that, if they decide or if they think they still don't fit in the roles, then they can change that for themselves. But for most people, they don't do that, right? Most people, whatever they get forced into conditioning into doing, that's their entire life view. They don't spend any time thinking about it or changing it. They just think that it is like that. It's like that, it's been like that. That's what my family's taught me, that's what society taught me, so that's how it should be. And I think that's where the problem is. I think hopefully eventually in the future we will get to a point where like gender roles won't be a thing, right? Just because you're born as a female or a male, certain things wouldn't be expected of you, right?
Hell yeah, maybe. Like
you'll just be I hope that everyone will just be grown to become their own person, you know, regardless of their man or a woman, just be taught to become their own person, and then eventually they can make their minds. Like they what do they want to do in their life?
Oh, I would think that'd be hard because not everybody is willing to leave their safety net from all this. Some people are just blindly following it, using family conditions as an excuse because one, they don't have the balls to make decisions on their own. Two, they're too lazy to think for themselves. That's why they just blindly follow. And what sickens me is are those people who bring in their family so much into their marriage. Because I personally believe that marriage is something that is interpersonal. It's fine that if your family means a lot to you, but I think people have to understand that marriage means having
two people. Right. It shouldn't be about this whole marriage of two families. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it as well. And it's a bit burdensome, I would think, because I come from a place without family burdens. So maybe that's why I'm saying this, and I cannot understand why, but I just view it as a burden because I think, you know, if you're going to start a family on your own, you can't bring your family into it. You know, it's two different things. You can take care of your family, but you cannot let them disrupt your own family. And that's what a lot of people do, and it ruins a lot of family. And I think even if there's a day that everyone becomes their own person, naturally there will be a certain society standard that there's a new society standard, you know. Like there can never be a day that everyone is very individual, because that will, okay, it's like yin and yang. If there's no black, there's no white kind of situation. There always has to have something that balance out the scale. So it's no matter what it is, eventually, even if you have everyone is on their own, their own person, eventually there's a new standard of the other side of the coin kind of thing. So eventually you still come back to this circle. It doesn't really matter what it is because not everybody is willing to do that. If everyone is willing to do that, I think that in that concept, the world would be a better place. Like there will be no need for rules, there will be no need to be for any police or law enforcement or anything.
Yeah, I get that there will be a new society standard if that happens. But I hope that the standard for everyone can be just to teach and educate your kid to grow up to be a person that can be independent, right? Like not teach these girls like eventually you'll get married off into some guy's family, so you need to be pretty, you need to be prim and proper, you don't have to follow your own dreams or whatever, you have to follow the dreams of your husband or whatever your husband tells you to do. Like I just hope that all this shit will go away, and regardless of gender, like if you're a girl or a guy or whatever, you'll just be taught to become your own person first, right? Educate yourself on the worldly things like history, culture, math, sciences, or whatever you want to teach them, but just teach them to be their own person in a way, and after the point where they can make their own decisions, you know, after the age of 18 or 20 or whatever, they can make up their mind if they want to be like a housewife, or if they want to be a teacher, or they want to if they want to follow someone else's dream or follow their own path, you know. I just think that would be great. Like, and personally for me, because I don't like those girls either who are like, oh, like, you know, those typical fucking Asian culture grown-up girls who are like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna get married off, and I'm just gonna use my, you know, husband's money to do the shopping, take care of the family, or whatever, all those kind of things. I just prefer people to be independent, you know, be capable of their own thoughts, of their own paths and dreams, whatever they decide to be, whatever they think their path is, not what something that's been forced by their family or by society or whatever, you know. I just think that would be a lot better than what we have now, right?
I think it's slowly getting to that point, but because it's really fucked up, because when we're okay, if that were to apply, I think it really applies a lot to, it's really moving towards that, but okay, put it in different upbringing conditions to see. People who are less than average, some of them turn out to be okay, and that's why they become people who can think for themselves. But there are others who has the same amount of freedom and upbringing, turn out to be like drug addicts and all stuff like that. So this is why it's hard to maintain a streamline on this ideology, because
I think there's always gonna be those people.
Exactly. Right?
There always were, and there always will be. Some people, you know, when some people get the choice of making their own decisions, sometimes they're gonna just pick wrong. You know, they're just gonna pick a life of drug abuse, and it's not their fault. But you know, it's also social conditioning. Someone grows up in a bad neighborhood, and those are the kind of places they've been around their whole life. And they've been around drug addicts, and they've been around people who've, you know, pushed drugs onto them from an early age. Yep. It's not their fault they get addicted to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so it's hard to push a linear idea onto something that is so vast. Like, no matter how, like, you can give, like, a lot of outcomes for this, but naturally, there's always a black and white things to balance up a skill. So it's this fact is something that you can't really change or can't really hope for. Like, yeah, I just think that way. Like, okay, like, as much as I love animals, I don't want them dead and all, right? Like, I'm not a vegan or vegetarian, but I have to accept the fact that that animals have to have to reduce in their population to balance up the population in general. Just as much as human deaths has to be, it is something that can't be avoided to balance up the population because of resources and stuff like that. Can you imagine, like, in a world where, like, all humans are dead and there's only like a good handful of humans, and, you know, it's populated by animals? You know, nothing is going to grow because everything is going to be primitive, and it's fine that way. But the overpopulation of animals naturally will still be reduced by animals. So it's the same. Like, it doesn't really matter, like, if humans are vegan or not and everything. I would think, I understand your point of, like, merciful killings of the animals. You know, that point I agree. But not in terms of, like, you know, totally stop eating, like, animals and everything.
They just taste too good, man. I don't know what to tell you.
It's not just about the taste, but I think it's in general of the population control thing. Like, I think that is why, like, humans, a human population deserves to be reduced as well, because we are the ones that's consuming and harming the environment and everything like that. So, you know, it has to be controlled in a certain way and by nature. So you can't really avoid stuff like that. There's always like a black and white to things. Like if you have a full black side of things, it will just be chaotic. If you're full white of things, it's still gonna be chaotic. So there always has to be this balance in terms of whatever aspects in life, like be it conditional upbringing and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. And the future I'm talking about is already happening
It
in
is.
a lot of places, especially the, advanced and modernized places around the world, right? For, let's say, the big cities and stuff like that. But still, there's like lots of the biggest populations, like in India, China, in my country of Bangladesh. Like there's huge, huge fucking population that's still stuck in the old ways, that's still brought up in that old primitive culture. And yeah, that's hopefully that's gonna change more and more.
I guess it's because of enforcing certain things. And also the thing is, if okay, let's say your country, like I'm not dissing or looking down on anything, I'm just bringing out facts, okay? So like majority of like hired workers are either from China or Bangladesh. And that's because they're overpopulated, they don't have anything but people. And that helps the countries all around to hire people from these countries. And that's what brings in the money for like the countries okay, you look at it in different companies, like India, Bangladesh, China are all people who supply people, workers, and everything. And countries like Singapore are like companies that are producing and manufacturing stuff. So if you look at that in a way, it's just you know it just makes more sense in that way. And if they were to upgrade, they will lose that kind of money coming in. The government will lose that kind of money coming in because they already established themselves. They don't have enough people to bring out and everything, and nobody wants to leave the country. So how is the government going to earn the money that way? So maybe that's a reason why they don't enforce this kind of conditions, because of reasons like that, to keep people under the control of the government. I mean, it's just my guess, but it might be true.
I don't think that's I mean that's probably that's pro could be a part of a reason. But also it's I believe in this theory as well, that especially kind of countries like China, India, and Bangladesh, like countries with mass population, where a lot of the population is like basically uneducated or not educated to think for themselves. And it is like the government does have a part in this to make the population be as usable, you can say, as possible. Because even in my country, actually, the government would like decide what books these kids are going to read. Like, because the government controls the curriculum, the education curriculum and everything. So the government decides what kind of books they're going to read, what history they're going to read, how they're going to grow up, what kind of thinking these books will give them eventually. And it's a way for the government to keep these people in control so they don't go against the government, It's easier for a government to keep control of a massive uneducated bunch of people than a massive educated bunch of people who are able to think for themselves and act for themselves, So that's also a reason why a lot of these big fucking massively populated countries are so underdeveloped still, because the government does that because of their own interests, right? It's harder to control people that are like that can think for themselves, It's easier to control sheep than people, I guess.
So yeah, this still brings back to the to the whole, it just links up to our previous point and everything, you know, it's the same. Like, the concept of ideas are all the same, just applied in a different scenario.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I
so
think
it's...
Those people that are doing the labor jobs, I think eventually it'll change because more and more jobs are getting automated. So eventually a lot of those labor jobs will be replaced by robots because it's less expensive to automate those jobs rather than getting people from other countries to do it. And eventually these people will get more educated no matter how the government wants to keep you down. People will keep getting more and more advanced, you know, because people grow, nature advances, and people, that's the law of nature, whatever. But you know that even China now is like, China is investing massively in Africa, in like,
oh yeah, I read that.
Yeah, it's because eventually the China's lower class is becoming more and more advanced and more educated to the point they're not going to have enough people to do all those jobs in the future. So China is already like investing in Africa and building all this infrastructure and lending money to the African government. So in the future, China can get their lower paid labor from Africa instead, right? So I think eventually the future China of the world is going to be Africa because China is now like the place of cheap labor and everything gets mass produced here, all the iPhones, all the shoes, all the garments, all the technology, all the companies, they go to China, India for their laborers and cheap labor. Eventually, when these people grow advanced enough to the point they don't want to do that kind of low paid jobs, it's eventually going to be shipped to Africa.
Yep. So this is just a cycle. Like eventually, no matter how, you know, once they establish this, they're going to go on to the next. It's just going to go around in circle. You know, you can't really break the cycle because it's what is needed for survival.
Well, what's going to happen when everything, all of these jobs get automated and there's too many people and not enough jobs for them to do?
Then that's when we enter the cyberpunk era. Yep, that's it. Yep, that's when we end up in cyberpunk era, like psychopaths era kind of thing. It's near.
Eventually we're gonna get to the Mad Max era where everything's just fucking deserts and water is currency and shit like that.
I think I would rather die when that time comes because there's literally no meaning to staying alive anymore.
Except for survival.
Yeah, but the whole point of surviving, you have to have a meaning behind it. Otherwise, it's just going through the motion. If there's no point in struggling for survival, then you're not really surviving, are you? You're not even alive by then. Yep.
Well, that's the dark reality, folks. Live it up and enjoy it while we can, and hopefully we'll be long gone by that fucking.
I think we will. I think we will. I think I'll step into the coffin before you. So please do come to my funeral. You have to buy a fucking flight ticket to attend my funeral, bastard.
Oh, what the fuck?
Otherwise, I'll be cursing you from my coffin, da.
I mean, we never know. Maybe some, you know. Technology and medicine is advancing, so who knows how long people's lifespans will become.
I don't want to live that long. What the fuck?
Now I can say I want to live long, but I'm pretty sure once I start aging and my bones and body doesn't work the way I want it to work, I'll eventually be like, yeah, fuck this. Fuck this, there's no point. I don't enjoy it anymore.
You mean when you reach my age?
I mean, you said it, not me.
Not upon that. I wanted to say banjo just now, but I don't know why my mouth came up bastard. I was like, is there something wrong with my mouth now? Like, it's not linking up. It's not linking up to my brain anymore. Yep, guys. So this is what happened. So I think people can understand. I think you can understand why I don't want to live that long. And I can't even talk properly.
Yeah.
Yep. So it looks like a good time to stop too.
Whoa! It hasn't been an hour yet.
Hasn't it?
No, it's not even 6 p.m. Is this 6 p.m.? Where? When do you need to go?
Like now.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I thought it was 6:30. No.
No, I have to grab some food as well. I didn't yet.
Okay, about 5 minutes more.
Yeah, but what the hell are we going to say for 5 minutes?
I don't know. Has there been anything interesting happening? Anything interesting happened to you in the last week?
Me? Yeah. What can be interesting for an uncle like that at this point? Yeah, I just
I
bought
don't
a toy.
Know. Any interesting shit?
Yeah, the most interesting thing I got was a toy that I sent you.
Oh, the
Run.
Action figure.
Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Well, why does this guy have to come here of all times at this point? Fuck me, man.
Wait, you're at the horror Halloween place, right?
Yes, I am. Well, let me change that. Yeah.
Wait, so where did you buy that toy from? So anyone who hasn't seen, will I put a picture? No, I won't. I'm too lazy to. You can just look up what's it called?
It's False Lander Ronin. It's just this futuristic Ronin looking action figure that looks very detailed, and it's not from an anime. I just randomly was walking around because I've been doing that to find inner peace, and then I saw this toy. I was like, oh wow, fuck, it looks fucking nice. And I was like, should I buy it? So I didn't. And then I went off to sit down somewhere to do some work. And then at the end of it, I was like, okay, I still like it, so I'm going to buy it.
How much was it?
It's like 150.
150 buckaroonies?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yep. It's okay. It's an okay price, to be honest. The other one, the samurai one, is like $300, I think.
Holy fuck. I mean, I guess for those kind of figures, they cost that much. But, yeah, I mean, I would never be able to buy it. I'd be like, okay, that looks cool, but yeah, that's about it.
Well, I think I really like it a lot because... It kind of made me feel something like the creativity spark in me. Yeah, you know, it kind of made me feel that way. So I was like, oh fuck, yeah, I think I will buy this. Like, I kept thinking, I was holding the box and looking at it. I was like, okay, will I like this for a long time? Like, yes. Will I regret buying this? Nope. So I sent it to my gaming friends as well, and then it's like, oh, one of them was saying, oh, I can see why you like it. It's totally your thing. Back then, I was playing this game called Aura Kingdom, and he was like, it reminds me of your character in Aura Kingdom. I was like, oh right, it looks almost the same. So yeah, it's my kind of thing, and it kind of made me feel that creativity going, and it helps me. And yeah, so I just display it on my table now and just look at it whenever.
Look at it. Yeah, it's a pretty cool figure. You guys can look up False Lander Ronin and
Ronin.
It'll come up. Yeah, it's a really cool figure.
I'm thinking of cosplaying it though.
Oh, that would be cool.
I have to see. It's quite costly to make a costume. Yeah, you're saying?
But what kind of material is that figure made of?
Plastic?
Is it?
I think so. Yeah, but it's by Figma. I like toys
Like
released by
weighty,
Figma.
heavy.
No, it's not that heavy. It just feels as normal as what a toy would be weighing.
Well,
Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. I got a different kind of toy, which kind of feels.
does it vibrate? Oh, okay,
Maybe
can
not.
Well, I think that kind of toy is what you give a girlfriend and not one you want to display on your table.
It's definitely not something you want to display unless you're a very brave and bold kind of person. I wouldn't display it on my fucking table. But you know, it's really fun to play with. That's what I'm gonna
Oh, wow. Nice. Are you going to do a cosplay of that then?
What
Whatever toy you're talking about, man, I haven't seen your toy, so I don't know what you're talking about. So I'm just asking you a general question.
Okay, let's say my toy that I'm talking about, this imaginary toy, is a flashlight, okay? Let's say it's how would I fucking cosplay that? What the fuck?
Your hair is really halfway there, so your head is a clitoris.
What the fuck?
Your face is
Bro,
literally the clitoris.
it would be so funny if someone actually like cosplayed
They
like
did. They did. Go check up
where?
online. Online. Find in
What the
Google or
fuck?
something. Yeah, you
No,
can
I'm
find it.
thinking it can be like your head is the clit and your whole body is like the
Yeah, it
opening.
is. You try finding it on Google. People have cosplayed
What the fuck? What do I
it
look
before.
for? Flashlight cosplay?
Yeah.
Bro, is this giving me an Is this giving me nude pics? What are you talking about? I can't even show this on the screen, but it's just naked,
Okay,
naked
try
people.
Virginia cosplay.
Okay. My search history is gonna be wild.
Like anybody's gonna check it.
Yeah, that's true. I hope not.
Well,
What the fuck? Wait, I don't know if I can show this even, but
I don't think you can.
I
I don't think you can stop showing it. You might need to cut that shit out or blur it like mosaic, like some Japanese porn.
don't I mean, it's just people dressing up in the costumes. I mean, we don't even have that many viewers. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be fine. But fuck, that shit is wild.
Is. That's your next Halloween costume then.
I don't do Halloween. I don't even wear a costume.
Is it because you are frightening enough as you are?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, a
Ooh,
broccoli, a brown broccoli.
If I go to Singapore, like kids will be running away from me without me needing to wear a costume or anything, right?
Yeah, all you just need to say is a PNN is here.
Yep. I'm
Yeah,
the boogeyman. Your parents warned
try doing it to Sims kids in future.
about. Ooh. For sure, man. For sure. If I like see Sims kid and I'm in Singapore, I'm definitely fucking scaring the shit out of
Start
that
chasing them. Start
kid.
chasing them around. Yeah, up in the air, up in the air.
Yeah, I'm gonna make Sims pay for all those opponent comments. I'm gonna, oh, the opponent is here now. Let's see how your mom saves you now. Where are your mommy lips? Mommy lips nowhere to save you now.
Just crying there, like.
I bet even Sims dogs will probably be afraid of me if they see me in person. That's probably the kind of conditioning and mind washing Sims gives to her pets as well.
Hey, be careful! Don't be naughty. That up in the air, come get you.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta go.
Yeah, I think we're gonna end it there, folks. So. Yeah, thank you everyone for joining this episode as well, and hope you enjoyed, and see y'all.
We might have a new theme song.
Oh, we might, and yeah, we might have a new theme song this episode or maybe next. I might be too lazy to edit. We don't know. We'll see. But yeah, see you guys next week.
Bye.